Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Friday, and the date is August 1st, 2014. And let's just do a clearing for the week here for everybody in case you had stuff happening. So think of your stuff, your situation, whatever you went through. And here we go. Just think of it now. We'll clear it away from you. Or this is all mind energy stuff. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, think of the same one or another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll give a little more energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good to me. And let's bring the light beam up to energize that, give you some peace for the end of the week here. So here comes the light beam energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, we'll put Ann on and see how she's doing. Are you out there, Ann?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I was feeling very relaxed and peaceful before you started, Ron, and now you just added another level of depth to that, so that clearing felt really wonderful to me. Thank you so much. So happy to be here, and it's Paranormal Friday. We have quite a few emails, actually, and anyone's welcome to phone in if they would like and talk on the air. But I'll just start because we didn't get to finish everything on Wednesday's show. So I have a couple. We actually have two questions, Ron, about the spirit barcode. And the first one is it still necessary to do the Ascension 2012 barcode removal?
Yeah, that's a different thing. The spirit, I would still do it because you still can be hooked up partly with that. May not be needed as much, but it probably could help because it'll start to clear your spirit out throughout that 2,000 years of time. So remember, you still could have some residue from the past, but, it's kind of up to you. Interesting, I was looking at things today. This is probably going on the same topic. So we see people that somehow they look like somebody, that was maybe living maybe 100, 200 years ago or something. You probably have all seen that, in the different, just in life, we'll say. Or they get out maybe on the circuit and they go, you are or look like the person who lived, 50 years ago or so. And they somehow have some of these attributes to that type of person, and you can take their picture, and they look like a dead ringer, and you go, wow, this is something. And you go, well, did the spirit take on the blueprint of that person back then and bring it into this lifetime now? Or how does that person look like this other person, right? Well, why does he or she look like that? Well, remember, the spirit typically is not going to be doing that. It's going to be some type of alien energetic cloning to bring forth that person to look like that person from the past. So another way of saying that is, we'll just say that this is a man and then he looks like a man 50 years ago. And you go, wow, okay. Well, what does his parents look like? What does his grandparents look like? Are they going to look like this person too? Probably not. And that kind of also goes with the people that are, if you go onto YouTube and you start checking out some kind of weird happenings with people, and you see maybe a black family having, a white kid, a child, or vice versa, and you go, wow, what happened here? Well, more than likely, just the female was just used, as an incubator, we'll say, and they put something else into into the woman. You could call it like a test tube baby or something, and now something pops out, when time is ready, and they go, wow, this is really strange, So anyway, that's probably what is going on there. So that's what happens. The spirit does not take on the blueprint and cannot take on the energy of the body to manifest the likeliness of someone else from the past. So it's not the spirit doing that. It can't. It can't change anything. If it could, you could say, gee, you know, my nose is crooked. You know, I hit a door or got into a fight and my nose got crooked. And, hey, spirit, why don't you just fix it right up? Move it over for me. I would like that. Or, you know, I would like to have maybe smaller boobs if you're a woman, or larger boobs, you know, or whatever, you know. You know, everybody has their stuff, you know. I just picked on that because it's, anyway. But anyway, your spirit goes, oh, yeah, I can do that. Give me a day and I'll fix it up for you. Well, so that's how these people show up here, looking like somebody from the past. Because it's probably I would say that it would be a genetically engineered baby put into the female's womb, and that's done by the alien. So there we go. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. Very interesting information. Thank you for sharing that. And so I checked while you were talking that there is the spirit barcode removal, which is $100, and there's the 2012 spirit barcode removal, which is $50. So would you suggest that people first do the general spirit barcode, and then if they feel concerned about the 2012 fake ascension that happened, that they do the other one also?
Yes. See, on the fake ascension one, you may not be all the way here. And so that's why we put that clearing up, to bring you back in case somehow you got taken sideways. So that, I can't guarantee you're going to be brought back here, okay? But what I can say is that the light will look for you because of that mass abduction time. And it also happened 1 year later, you know, in 2013. So, that's what that one is for, is to, you know, go out and attempt to find you. Can't guarantee anything. Depends how far out you are or where you are. But you can go back on timelines, which you probably all realize when you start doing the clearings, working with timelines. And you may want to clear some of that, your earlier situations on a timeline to bring closure to something. And or maybe you're dealing with a lot of stuff and you go, man, this happened when I was 12. Well, you can go back to that timeline when you're 12 and do a bunch of timeline crashes and getting rid of it. So that's kind of what that's about. But the 2012 one is, that was when most people got taken out of here, like 90% of the people. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And we have another question about the spirit barcode. If one has done the spirit barcode removal and then they were to commit suicide, would they still ascend?
Yeah, the suicide has nothing to do with anything. It's just that, the person got rid of the body. So, yeah, ascension doesn't have anything to do with how you died, whether you caused it yourself, you wanted to cause it, you committed suicide, or, you know, somebody shot you or whatever. It has nothing to do with anything, So I'll just, clarify that. Some people think that suicide is, a thing that, to the religion, you shouldn't be doing, I guess, but no, it doesn't make any difference. Once you're connected to the light ship and to the light, then automatically you're connected and you're taken because they know that you're here. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. So if a person dies before ascension, but they've had their spirit barcode and done all these healings and they're connected to creation light ship, there is a good chance that the light beings will find them. Right, find their spirit?
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
Okay, good.
Because once the spirit, once the body dies, then the spirit will no longer be abducted. And the abduction is what you're worried about, going into back to your soul family and to have to reincarnate over again because you're forced to. So that's why you want to do those clearings, so you can be found.
Right, well, and that's also where the new earth transport comes in. So I want to remind everybody, as soon as you finish a healing, I now just keep that up on my computer all the time to remind me. So when I complete a healing, I always send it to the new earth transport. So, and that's like a holding place for your healings. So that makes it easier for the light beings to find you at ascension time. Is there anything we need to add to that, Ron?
Well, I think you said it pretty much, just the way that light can find you and recognize you. Otherwise, it doesn't recognize you. See, normally, you know, on a planet of light, you're already there. It just goes to the planet of light and goes, okay, these are all the spirits that incarnated here in different life forms, and you're all gathered up, and the light's turned off, no more light universe, and from there it's, we'll just say, musical chairs, and it's asked to find another way or place you want to incarnate to, and it starts over again. Well, here, it doesn't work that way. The process of the light's the same, except the darkness just takes you sideways, gives you a hologram, and off in the beyondo, abducts you or whatever, body, spirit, everything else, and you're gone. And light goes, well, okay, there's only 10 people here on this planet. It's okay. And take the 10 off, and all the rest of the population is somewhere in the beyondo. And unless you, you know, get yourself connected to light over again, which is what's happening to you, and all the clearings that you're doing is bringing back more of your spirit to you. That's why you feel better after a clearing. And so you're just actually, in a sense, like copy and pasting. In a sense, you could even say bilocating. Not exactly right, but just think of it that way. And you're in both places at once. But, you know, on the other, you know, planet, the Earth transfer, you're not doing anything there, but you are being recognized that you exist. And it, as you keep getting more of yourself back to yourself, then automatically, you know, you're going to be in more wholeness when ascension time comes. So back to you.
Great. Thank you, Ron. That's a wonderful explanation. Okay, so thank you for that on the spirit barcode. And we have, of course, again, it's Friday night, so it's paranormal night. We have a couple of emails that are paranormal. Listener, and she, I believe, listens a lot and has been listening for a long time. We actually sent in two emails on the same night. And the first one is, around 10 o'clock this evening, I was sitting in front of my computer in the back room of the house, felt a strange energy come in. The energy in the room was pulsating. It felt thick. The small lamp next to me was pulsating with energy. Then I heard a high-frequency sound, like something was going to blow. Any idea what happened there, Ron? Was that a visitation? And then later, the same person wrote, I wanted to tell you, I went outside and looked up in the sky, and there were pulsating lights over the house. So all the lights in the house were pulsating at the same rate as the lights pulsating over the house. I ran back in the house to look out the window, and it stopped. It was coming from the south. It stopped. Contacted the electric company, and there was an outage somewhere in the area. They said they had 58 calls about something going on, but they wouldn't tell me what it was. So what do you think that was, Ron? Was that ET interference?
Yeah, I think the whole place got abducted.
Wow.
And the frequencies just didn't quite match what we're used to having here. And you were probably seeing or sensing glitches as the hologram was being turned off and on very slowly. Remember, you don't realize that the hologram that you're living in this exact moment is being turned off and on, and you don't know that because you just your senses cannot perceive that energy. But you could do the test with your finger, and if you are sensitive, you can move your finger off center a little bit, and you're going to be either in the past or the future, and you might actually feel those timelines changing. But to me, when you're talking about that, it was a mass abduction, and the hologram just couldn't stick all the way, so you were actually seeing glitches in the movie-making process. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Is this listener okay? Is she back?
Yeah, looks like it. Looks like it.
Good. That's awful. okay. Could you just take a moment, Ron, because I always like to, I hope we have new listeners. Can you just explain that finger exercise because it helps so many people?
Okay. The first thing you do is you don't want to become mental whatsoever. So you want to take your index finger
the pointer finger, you know, on either hand, left or right, and just kind of put it up in the air. And then move your finger automatically in front of you without thinking to see your body's doing this exercise and see where it stops. And just move it, and it should stop. And see if it's directly in front of you. And it should be directly in front of you. Maybe your bottom, maybe a foot from your nose, depending on how long your arm is, you know. You know, I don't think you probably go up much more than 2 feet, but we'll just say about a foot. You know, where it's comfortable. Move your finger in it, and there you go. It stops, right? And is it in front of you? Exactly. And if it's to the right of being on center, then you're in the future. And if it goes to the left, then you're in the past. Now, where do you want to be? Well, you don't want to live in timelines that do not correlate to source energy. Remember, these are fabrications of timelines. So you want to get your most amount of, say, spiritual energy, spiritual power, which is in the now with your spirit, as opposed to being in the past or the future where it's being controlled by something else. So that's the process. Now, if you're to the right, we'll say that you stop and you're about 6 inches off center to the right. Well, you're quite a ways off on a timeline. You could be 6 months, a year, you know, out. You know, so typically, like I say, the future is where your hopes and dreams are, you know. And the past is where you really don't want to be. That's all your anger, fear, and situations in this lifetime. So your past, what you're trying to run away from, we'll say, you're trying to create the future as a better life. So if you look at your life and you go, yeah, man, it's really bad, you know, well, you're going by your past reality of your whole life. And so what do you want to do? You want to change that. So normally most people think, I'm going to change it. You know, I'll use the law of the darkness, the law of cause and effect. You know, like The Secret, you know, that's been out for quite a while now, you know, the big secret, you know, how your thoughts control your reality. And that's true 100% in the darkness energies of the mind matrix created by the aliens of mind control. So you say, okay, my life was awful, you know, the last 30 years, and you could probably, you know, get a laundry list out and name all these situations. So now what you're saying, I want to change my life. So what do? You go into the future now. I want to have this. I want to have that, you know, and everything else. Well, you're in the future. So to be in the now won't matter if you have what's in the future. You just want to be peaceful. And then from peace and being in source energy with your spirit, you can manifest, you know, whatever you are choosing to do according to the amount of energy that you have and the amount of spirit you have in your body. Remember, your spirit is what's doing all of this for you. So that's your consciousness, your spirit consciousness. Now, if you don't have a spirit in your body, it's going to be pretty difficult to do that. And then the mind energy is all that you have to do your manifestations with. And that's when you get hooked up in like praying. You pray outside of yourself, which is what you're doing. You're doing prayers, we'll say, consciousness, energies in the future. And then you're hooked up, you're a prey to what you're connecting to, asking for this favor. And that's how that works. So you want to be in the now, in the moment, with your spirit, and that's where your power resides, and stay there. Having a bad day, get back into the present moment. You get 10 phone calls from people having a bad day, back yourself up, get into the moment. So let their energy just kind of like go through you. And you're going to know something sticks because you might get a stomach ache or something, and you may feel awful. So you want to be in the present moment, and the more you work on yourself, you're going to realize that things are not going to bother you. And that's where you want to be in that present moment. And you have to own your reality. You want to do some manifestation, bringing something into your life in the moment, then you have to become that. That's being oneness with you. So you have to become your reality. If you're afraid of it from the past, then it's not going to show up. Or you may get more of the same of the past coming to you, which could be awful. That's what happens to a lot of people. They go, oh, boy, I want to become wealthy, rich, or prosperous, or whatever that word would be that you're looking at there that might relate to you. And what's going to happen? Everything that's coming in the way of you getting that situation, because you're not in the moment, the opposite will come to you, and you probably even get even worse. That's because that's the law of cause and effect. You're being bounced back and forth, back and forth. And so that's why you want to seek peace, seek your spirit in the present moment. So I hope that helps everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, peace and neutrality. And you gave us the wonderful gift of being able to command to be on the CLS, or only on the CLS now timeline of light. And that really helps when you say that out loud. You know, I do the finger exercise and then say that, and I can really feel myself coming into alignment when I need it. And it's great to do right before you go to sleep at night and right before you get out of bed in the morning. Okay,
yeah,
so thank you.
Well, yeah. So if you get one of those awful phone calls, you know, that triggers one of your buttons from your past, check out your finger, see where you are. You might not be able to do that unless you had it written in front of you, because normally the dramas and traumas will pull you there instantly, and you might be on that downhill slide with a friend of yours as they're cording and connecting you to you to bring you down that rat hole. Okay, you may not even know enough to check out your finger, but sure enough, it's probably going to be going in the past. And how far in the past are you going? Okay, and then how far do you have to dig yourself out? So that's a good way to check that. You know, if somebody gives you that phone call or you get something in the mail, you know, that's kind of disturbing or whatever, you know, first stop, where am I? Am I in the fear mode or anxiety mode? More than likely you would be. Then get in the present moment so you can reevaluate where you are, and then you're going to be getting more energies of consciousness in the moment to help yourself out in the situation that, you know, is being perpetrated on you. It could be a letter in the mail or just your friend telling you that maybe they broke your finger or something, you know, or whatever. And that kind of puts you into the compassion mode. And you might want to call it the empathy mode or whatever. And at that point, now you're dealing with another energy. Remember, the way they get you, and all the days are the same, whatever it is out there, it's when they pull your heartstrings. That's the quickest way to sabotage you, and the dark side loves that. So they'll figure out a way to connect to you, you know, out of nowhere with somebody to pull those heartstrings of yours so that you really want to help that person. At that point, they're going to inject darkness into you. So you probably all relate to that as you think back about a situation from somebody, and you go, man, it took me months to get out of that thing, man. I just keep thinking about it, or I have thought about it all the time. I finally got out of it because I didn't really want to give it any energy, but you don't know that consciously. It just sort of like subsides. But in the meantime, you're on that roller coaster ride. And, you know, maybe somebody calling you a cousin you haven't talked to for 10 years. And they call you up and they tell you this long story about what happened to them. And all of a sudden you go, wow, you know. And, you know, that's just the way the darkness works. It finds a way to creep in, and it'll creep in through your heart energy, and then they got you. And they start pulling your spirit out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yeah, it's a great cautionary tale to just stay in our bodies and stay heart-centered. Okay, on Wednesday, the last radio show, a listener wrote in that she saw a big spaceship over the San Fernando Valley in California. And so she's writing in again because she said, I found out that during, and then there was a thunderstorm, if you recall, Ron, and she saw beings going into the ship. Then it turns out that their lightning struck people on a beach, and one of them was actually killed, and 13 had to go to the hospital. And so, of course, she's connecting the two, that, you know, there's something really awful probably going on there. So the question is, for future reference, are gray skies clearing and Earth Protect the best clearings to run in situations like the above that are not necessarily attacking me directly but doing harm to others?
Yeah, those are two good ones. Yes, that is correct. See, you really can't help anybody else, but if it's in the same town as you, we'll say, or you, you know, input
you know, the town that this is happening on. You know, normally on the gray side, it'll find you. The light will find you and start to protect you by getting rid of the darkness. So it's that's the easiest way to kind of put it, okay? So what it'll do, it'll take away the darkness, whatever needs to be done there, which could be a lot of different situations. But the darkness at that point leaves, and you should start to see the sky changing, because the hologram that's over you causing these problems, which could be anything, is getting dispersed. So I guess that's the easiest way for me to put that. You could possibly do that for a different location, and it should give it some type of energy to help out. And remember, it all depends. Well, I'll just talk about the Middle East. I've been dealing with that quite often right now for the last, you know, ever since I started, basically. Right now it's very intense for me. And so how do you change somebody's mindset when their family members, you know, maybe get killed through some type of bombing? Well, naturally, most people are going to be very angry to the other people. We'll just call the, you know, Group A and Group B. So, you know, a person gets killed or their fires or whatever, you know, whatever happens in wartime, and it happened close to your house or town or you, and now you're angry. So now the other, if you're a B, then now you're angry at the A's. Well, how do you get rid of that? You know, how do you say, you know, this person maybe or this group of people killed my parents? Well, can you actually get into neutral with that? You can. Okay, you know, what would you do in that situation? Okay, so that happened. Let's say that happened to you, and you're very, very upset. First thing is to get through your emotional whole lifetime clearing, which you probably would already have. Get on the unlimited and do that, and then do the deceased loved ones clearing, the emotional body and the spirit. So the spirit's out of here, and just keep working on that. See what your issues are, you know. Just going to go through different types of emotional situations, because if you're living over there, this has happened in the past. So now you have the genetics of all the past wars, including probably World War II. You know, if you're, you know, we'll see a Jewish person, and, you know, their parents or grandparents were in the concentration camp. So that's a fear that you have already built inside of you that got triggered. But you want to get into neutral with it. So, you know, can the light actually change people's mindsets? If they all did clearings, yes, but right away the anger takes over, and that's mind energy. So the aliens are having a feeding frenzy over there, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're giving the mind control transmission. Maybe they like the remote viewers, the head connectors, the satellite stuff. That's going to all those people, and the aliens don't care, you know, what race really wins typically. Maybe in the beyond, though, they may be having similar wars, but you know, down here, all they are is, well, we got this happening here, all this anger is over here, well, so we'll take this energy away. Look at those clouds, a lot of those clouds that we pointed out in the last few shows, with the aliens in the clouds, where there's probably maybe at least 10 or 20 of them, you know, they're all normally have their mouths open. They're just sucking that energy right into them. So that's what's happening. So how do you change that? How do you change the whole culture? How do you change both sides, side A, side B? Well, you need to get them into the present moment. And then there'd be no war whatsoever. But the darkness doesn't want that, so they're going to start working on, you know, the past issues. But that's the only solution. The light can't come in and take away your free will, free choice for your decisions on having life here. It can't do that. But, you know, it can give you peace. And you need to be able to accept the peace. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And surprisingly, we're already at the halfway point of our show, and we've been talking a lot, and I was wondering if we could perhaps have a sample of a healing. I don't know if you have an idea, a thought, maybe the mental body healing?
We could do like the media one. That would be good because,
okay.
You know, just going on the home pages, at least I have Yahoo. I don't know what the other ones are like, but you see things going across all the time. And typically, you know, the biggest news event is what's happening to get your reactions. So here we go. This is a sample of the media clearing. So let's do it for the war. And there's probably other wars going on, too. And here we go. So releasing that energy that you know about because it's hooked on to you, connected to you. So one, if you don't feel anything and you think of the war and it just goes right through you, and, you know that's great. But if you do have a little twinge of something there, hopefully this can help to eliminate it and disconnect you from that the visual that you may have seen or somebody talking about it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if you feel better. And remember, the whole thing is peace. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And speaking of war, we have an email from another listener, and it's kind of long here. I'm going to paraphrase. But about 3 weeks ago, you brought up the Civil War energies, and this person said, I did not feel it right away, like the people that wrote in about it. But later, they felt very sick and felt nauseated. That was like 2 weeks ago. And now she's asking for, she thought that you were sending people a war clearing. So I just want to clarify that, Ron. You did say you'd put together a clearing to clear us of war, but that is not out yet. Is that correct? It's going to be on the website, but it's just not up yet. Is that right?
The webmaster is working on it. You know, so he has the information. So I may check with him maybe the first part of the week here, just see how it's coming there. Yeah.
Great.
So it works, but it didn't up right now.
And I just wanted to say that I know for anyone listening, the discussion about the Civil War started on a radio show on July 4th, 2014, this year, just to, you know, last month. So if you're interested, you can go back to that show, and I think the discussion continued for 5 or 6 more shows, and it was a very valuable, very powerful healings. And it's interesting, Ron, that you said we might see people from the South, you know, and things might have really changed for a lot of people, like we might run into people with a Southern accent. So what happened to me is I saw this huge display celebrating the movie Gone with the Wind and Sarah, you know, Tara and all of that, and how when I guess it's 75 years since they made that movie. But it's not really like in a cautionary way. It's kind of, they were kind of celebrating the glamour of, you know, the South and the plantations and everything. And also I heard an ad about a new game that's something about tanks, and you can replay all the wars of history. So you can learn your history and participate in all the wars of the past.
Wow, yeah, interesting. I just saw the movie Lucy last night, and it was quite interesting how she, you know, the way she acted, the way her head movements were very robotic as she started, in a sense, getting more of mind consciousness. But the other part, the flip side of that is that, you know, she became more intelligent and could see more things. And so, you know, the story was is that she had this bag of special stuff inside of her. You know, they put this plastic bag with this special, I forget what they call it, like CP4 or something like that. But anyway, it, you know, on one hand, it's telling all the young kids, if you want to become smarter and be more psychic and do things, you want to take drugs. It's not like, oh, geez, you know. So anyway, but the movie was interesting, if you forget about that, on the consciousness level of using more of your brain and what she was actually able to do. So it was kind of interesting. Not that anybody could do any of these things, but was an interesting movie as far as that. Anyway. And it was kind of like on the sci-fi end of things. And, you know, you have to realize what you're seeing in these movies. You know, this is, she was, in a sense, like a super soldier. So, hello. Back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. That's an interesting tip. I haven't seen that movie myself yet. But sounds like it was kind of a good one. Okay, I just want to take a quick look at the fast chat before we move on. Okay. Someone said, aliens in cloud may be shapeshifters, spirits being fed and go back into bodies. Clouds are their feeding grounds with exposed view of energy accessibility. Yeah, those ETs are devious.
Now, you people look up and see them in the clouds, okay? So that's very, very obvious. But could they be walking alongside of you, okay? And so you're thinking, most people are thinking, assuming that, oh, yeah, you know, they're up in the clouds here, you know, 1,000 feet, you know, 10,000 feet, and I'm seeing these faces. Well, guess what? They may be down to your ground zero here, ground level, you know? So, anyway, I don't want to scare anybody. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. All right, and we'll move on to also something paranormal. You have talked, Ron, about how the ETs sometimes attack us by sticking pins in our feet, and you have cleared that for us many times. So a listener is writing in, and another longtime listener, and she had pins coming in her toes, and it was very painful. And then after that, she had a pain going up her leg to her knee, and she said it's straight up from the toe where she felt the pins. So here's the question. Is that pain an implant, or is it just simply an injured body part?
I don't see it as an implant, so that's good. I just see it as something that, you know, happened during the process of them experimenting. So to make it sound even worse, remember, you think that's happening here, okay? No, you could be abducted, and they're doing it to you there, and you're feeling it also here when they bring you back, okay? So another way of stating this is that maybe you're out there on 1,000 timelines, and they have your foot, and they're dealing with that. It's just like, you know, remember, you know, witch doctors and stuff, you know, the shrunken heads, and they poke, the witch doctor pokes pins and things, you know, and the person feels it. You know, that used to be sort of popular in a few movies, you know, maybe in the 50s, okay? The old black and white movies, you'd see things like that. But, you know, that's what they do. So your problems could be from the beyond, though, okay? And not even happening here, but you're having the effects here. That's why you do timeline crashing, to get away from what you don't know where you're living, you know? I've seen people, what do I say? Let's just say that one alien race wanted to have your left arm. So they got your left arm now, and it's on, it's hooked up to some type of, say machinery. Some other alien race maybe has your head. It's hooked up, you know, and you can go on and on and on. Yeah, but the one having your arm, will say, is experimenting with it. And maybe they're trying to do some genetic engineering. Maybe they're trying to attach somebody else's arm to your arm. And you're wondering why your arm gets heavy, why it feels funny or funky. It's because they're doing it there, okay? And this is real to them, that they are doing this to you. They took a part of you when they abducted you every 10 minutes, we'll say, or when time is turned off, and did this to you. And this may sound like it's hopeless, but I'm just telling you what I've seen. So you go into the timelines, and you get them off of you. Because they're living on a timeline doing this to you. get rid of the timeline, and that pain could go away completely. And so will the aliens. They won't be around any longer to do that to you. So that's how valuable these timeline crashes are. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So should that listener timeline crash that time she felt that pain? Would that be the best thing for her to do?
Well, maybe nod in their head, yes, and do it a whole bunch. And also get on the alien attack page and put that thing up and have that up for a month or so. And give yourself some relief. But that's, what we're talking about here is reality here. And some people don't feel anything because maybe they got numbed out when they're a child and they don't have those senses any longer, at least that much energy or availability to sense to see. You all know people who don't feel any energy at all. Is that good or bad? Well, it doesn't make any difference. They just don't feel it. But are they being experimented with? Yeah. The same as somebody else. So just because you may not feel it, you could be having stuff going on in your life. And then all of a sudden you feel something, It's interesting. You all had an ache or pain once in a while. You're sitting doing something. You're not moving, right? All of a sudden you get a pain in your back. You go, God, where'd this thing come from? Wow, that really hurts. Well, guess what, They probably are sticking a pin in you or a poker or cutting you open or doing something to you out on some timeline someplace, experimenting with you. And now down here you feel it. So you have to look at that because, how often do you have pain in your body? You have pain when you maybe, pull something, strain something, but if you're just sitting there doing nothing, you should be actually basically, shouldn't have any things creeping up on you causing this. And why you having that is because they're doing something to you. Very, very obvious. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Last week, you asked our listeners to let you know what they liked about our radio shows so we could, of course, keep doing what it is that people like. So we did get a lovely email, and I'd like to keep that invitation open to anybody if they want to write in. Let us know what they like about the shows, and I guess what they don't like, if there's something they don't like. But I'll read this nice email, if I may, Ron. So this listener, and I know it's a long-time listener, says what she likes about the radio shows is how you teach us the importance of doing the work for self, the sample clearings, the light being picture and peace in the room, review of clearings and things you can do for yourself, don't give up on self, do 500 to 1,000 timeline crashes to clear DNA, one person on a computer at a time, run spirit integration from free clearings at night or all the time, duality is mind and thought, awareness review, Galactic Federation, torture, civil war, bones broken, bones pain, back, black goo, 2,000-year barcode, nano-clearing, braces on body, and how people and talking can bring issue back into your life. And then she ends with, listening to Ron talk is most important. His voice is source energy. Having archives is a gold mine. I listen every day. Thank you. So that was a lot of things this listener liked, so thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you. So, and remember, you always want to be in the now. And, that's the whole process here, is to get back into the now. To have a better life, may not bring money to you being in the now, possibly, but it will put you at peace. So the whole thing is, if you want to have peace in your life, then you need to get into the now. And that's the whole process. So then we talked about things. Tonight, I got into a little more of the abduction things, which, may not be that favorable of a topic, might make people run away, but this is reality. You're already in the soup bowl, so why not at least, be able to find that life preserver, so you can finally climb up,
That's
the whole
right.
thing. And I enjoy doing the show, and I really like the comments from people.
And even if you don't like something, to let us know what it is. We'll do a show on what you don't like about it. That's no problem. You know,
that would be fun.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. And you could even come on and or give me, you know, sponsor a show and type down what you don't like and give us maybe half a dozen questions here of how we can answer it to maybe help you out there to realize that, yeah, you know, this is going on. Remember, what is it? Ignorance is okay, but being stupid is worse, you know? So, you know, if you're ignorant, that's fine. But once you know the facts, then it's up to you to change. And you're the only one that can do that. You have to work on yourself, and that's the whole process, is that it's up to you, because you're here. And, you know, everything else could drop away. Everybody could, you could be the last one on earth. And what did you do to yourself, and how do you feel? You know, are you going to mourn all the people that left after some major event happened here? No, get into peace and enjoy your life, you know? You just think about that. If you're the only one left, some awful situation happened, and you happen just to be somewhere where you didn't get touched, and you're the only one left here, and, you know, the stores are still here with food, and that's cat food, we'll say, and everything else, so you can live for a long, long time. And are you going to mourn all that happened to you, around you, and everybody else's stuff? No. You get on and live your life, you know, and enjoy what's here, because you're here. And that's the whole thing, is it's really hard. And you're not becoming a robot either. I'm not saying, you know, not to, you know, you see the stuff about the wars that's happening now in the Middle East, and, you know, it is bad. But, you know, how do you get them to change? They have to get into the moment to get peaceful. And that's the only, that's the only, you know, situation, the only cure, the only real outcome to all of what's going on throughout humanity is to get out of judgment and get into peace. So, and that's hard to do for some people. The DNA doesn't want you to do that, neither do the aliens. But, you know, like I said, how close are they to you? Well, you're up in the clouds. And what if you had clouds around you? Have you ever seen faces in fog? Mm-hmm. Seen some pretty eerie fog off and on, you know, things in it. On the way back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And in addition to we'd like to hear about, you know, what you think of the shows, we also are going to be doing a show on how to use the website and how to do healings. And I would like everyone's help if they could tell us if there's something that confuses them about the website, or if they remember when they maybe first did healings, what was confusing to them or complicated, because we're going to try to put together an outline and do that, so, and it can be saved on the website for new people, because we have so many things on the website now, right, Ron? Some people are getting confused, and we're hearing sometimes people don't know how to do the healings correctly, and so we just want to help people out with that. And another thing, Ron, apparently a couple of people are still having trouble getting into the new timeline and space-time crash page.
Yeah, great. If you are having troubles, the password got changed on it, because I added, had the webmaster add, you know, the space-time crash for free on the timeline crashes. And we had to change the codes. So I think the 23rd on back, if you had that clearing and it's not working, just send me an email and you know, enter what day you had it with your email address, what you got it, so I can go back to the PayPal and check that day, and I'll just refund your money, and now you can start it over again here and get whatever you had before. So that's perfectly fine. You know, if you had it even for like 3 weeks and now it's not working, just give me an email, just refund your money on that time period, and get in there and start over again. So you're getting the space-time for free now. So that's what happened. So we had to change that, or he had to change it to reset everything. Plus, the codes are all, generated by software. So I have really no way to send a code to anybody, because it's all software generated. So just do that. No problem whatsoever on my end here. Just let me know what day you had it, and maybe your email.
Wouldn't it be helpful, Ron, if they kept their receipt from PayPal they could send that to you, and that would save you a little time of having to go search it out.
Oh, yeah, the date would probably be on it. Sure, that'd be fine, too, yes.
Okay. Great. Okay, thank you, and I look forward to hearing from people on those things. And we had a question, Ron, about entities, and we started to get to this, I think, on the last show and didn't have time. So this person wants to know, what exactly do you mean when you say entities? Are you talking about ghosts? So could you elaborate on that?
Yeah.
The ghosts are entities. Okay. So the first major misconception is that people think that if you get a reading, a channeling from somebody or whatever, you know, that they're talking to the spirit that looked out of the eyes of that person when they were living. No, they're not. You know, the spirit's around maybe, I'd say, you know, typically a couple weeks to a month, and then the dark side takes it through the white light tunnel, and then it's getting put into the reincarnation process over again. That's where you want to come in and do that deceased loved one's clearing with the spirit, so the light can find the spirit. Once the darkness takes it in the beyondo, then, you know, it's gone. It's very difficult to find. So you want to do that clearing. But what stays here, getting back to the question, the emotional body is a spirit, too. It's invisible. So if you take the premise that all invisible things that you see are spirit, well, that would be correct. But the spirit that we talk about, which you could say soul, is gone after about a month, we'll just put it that way. So, but you want to get rid of that emotional body. That can stay around here and hop through your genetic line, your ancestors, it could come from, you could have, like great Uncle Fred or Grandfather Fred or whatever, you know, in your body, because it recognizes the DNA and it can come into you very easily. So these are all emotional bodies, typically of ancestors that you can have hopping into you. And then also anybody else can come in, you know. Just go by, find out what your major addiction is, you know. We'll just say that it's ice cream, okay? And it might sound bad to have an addiction for ice cream, but all of a sudden, you know, you're having that. And you don't want to eat any ice cream, but yet you go by one of these ice cream places, and they got a special out, you know, 2-for-1 sale or something, right? Well, sure enough, you're probably going to want to go in there and get that 2-for-1 special, even though you really didn't really care for it or want it, but that's what's going to happen. And so the entities come into you, and they want to eat that ice cream, or they want to smoke that cigarette, or they want to have that one glass of beer that turns into 20, okay, because each one wants to have a glass. And this is what happens. So these are all emotional bodies that are coming into your body. Why do they come into your body? Okay, well, it's because you lost your spirit throughout living here. You know, each little bits and piece left, and they can come in and regain that territory. And those emotional bodies are much more stronger and more powerful to move the physical body as compared to your own spirit. Your spirit's just meek and mild and in peace. So the emotional bodies have an agenda. Just think of the war we're talking about, right? What comes into those people? All that hatred. Well, that's entities coming into them if you want to harm somebody else because of a situation that they are involved in. And those are emotional bodies. And then the aliens can come in too. And so can the shapeshifters. But that we'll just say is the emotional bodies coming in. Or maybe somebody who died. And now it pushes your buttons, and now you want to go out and maybe harm somebody. And maybe when you get done, you really didn't want to do that. And now you're haunted with harming somebody for your whole life. So, back to you, Ed.
Okay, Ron, well, thank you. And sadly, boy, this show went fast. It's really time to say goodbye. I just want to remind everybody that there's another radio show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio. It's Saturday Night on the Light Shift. And as it's the first of the month, everyone is celebrating a birthday. We'll have a little birthday party tomorrow night. And there is no 8-hour call this weekend, but it's the intensives for the month of August start next weekend. The Saturday call is the 9th. And then there's the 8-hour calls are the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. So I hope everyone listening can join us for those. And
oh, yeah.
That's it, Ron.
Yeah, I'm giving away that sabotage clearing for the people on the call this month. So if you, it's a brand new clearing just got put up. So I'm giving that away free to the people who would like to get on all the conference calls during the month here. So get a free whole lifetime clearing to help sabotage. So back to you, Ann. I guess we got to close here.
Right. Well, maybe just do the mind of heart chop quick for everybody.
Okay, mind of heart chop. So
night all.
Good night. So here we go, everybody. So commanding your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, drop into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards so you can actually feel the energies change and move, and you're going to become peaceful. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So if you happen to pay for that clearing for the month here, the monthly special, then send me that email and request to have the self-sabotage clearing sent to you so you can start it before the, let's say, the 9th or the 10th, okay? So just do that, and I'll get the codes and send them over to you. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and see you tomorrow night. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all.